Om Shanti. Good morning, good afternoon. Now, this is called a class, but it's more, I would want to know some things from you. And that's why I'd like you to come in front. Maybe some of you might be thinking, if the class is not interesting, I will leave from the back door. But you're ready to leave any time. There's no problem. Nobody's going to check you. But if you come in front, then I can sort of talk to you like a workshop. Not exactly, but because we have a small number and we are in a nice room, so I think we can come close, if you don't mind, in front. And whenever you want to leave, you can leave. No worries. It's about the Murli today, actually. Thank you. I was asked last night to choose a topic, and the topic that had come up in my mind was two Hindi words, karma and dharma, which is actually in Hindi it's called karam and dharam, but in English it becomes karma and dharma. But I was told that these words may not be very suitable, so I sort of changed it, and lo and behold, today's Murli was about freedom. So we can have a sort of churning and discussion, and in a very light way about that. And I'll slowly come to karma and dharma. Okay? Now, Baba mentioned the word freedom today many times. In English we say freedom. I don't know if there's any other word for freedom. Is there any other word for freedom in English? Pardon? Liberty. So that's freedom from something. But just to be free also, just to be free. So that's a good word. We have a word liberty in America. People talk about that a lot. So Baba always makes us understand, are we really free? Because what we hear in the whole world now is, I want to be free, I want to be free. Right? And what people mean when they say, I want to be free, I want to do whatever I want, in whichever way I want, whenever I want. Then people feel we're free. Now in Brahman life, we have purposely chosen this life because we want freedom on a large scale and for unlimited time. So we don't mind being bound, but in the bondage of love. In Hindi there's a word, the bondage of love, which is a very sweet word actually, because bondages are not very nice. So we have knowingly come into this bondage, or we've been bound by Baba's love, because we know that the end result is going to be total freedom. And in this world, we can't really be free. We are at the mercy of the weather, we are at the mercy of government, we are at the mercy of people, we are at the mercy of, I don't know, 101 things. So, what can we be free about? What can be in my control? At least in that I can be free, which is in my control. And what do I have? Today Baba said consciousness of mine, but Baba said that in a little bit negative connotation of mine. But as a soul, what do I have? What do I have? We have a mind? Yes, everybody? What do you have? We have a mind, intellect. Yes, we have all the memories. And when we're living in this world, we're living in this world, either soul, I'm in this world right now. So I have a mind and intellect and scars, of course. I have a body. I have a body, right? Baba. Baba is mine, yes. But as a soul, just me, Baba is second lesson, first lesson, me the soul, right? That's why Baba said, first lesson is soul. Until and unless I understand the first lesson, I can't go to the second one. We always want to belong to someone, right? This so deep in us, the soul, belong to someone, belong to a country, belong to a group, belong to something. The belongingness is so deep. But who wants to belong? Why do I want to belong? So it comes to who am I again. So what do I have? The soul. I have the mind, intellect, sanskar. It's mine. Nobody can take it away. Okay, I have a body for some time. Baba says we have relationships. When we come in this world, we have relationships. Good or bad, we have them. We have some wealth, we have some time. This is the lesson on karma, right? When we teach the lesson on karma. So how am I using these things? That's where the freedom comes out from. And we also talk in the lesson on karma that the flip side of the coin of freedom is responsibility. Now most people dislike this word responsibility. It's like, oh my God, why do I have to do this? But it's not just responsibility. It's like, again, the word comes in Hindi, dharma. If there's karma on one side, there's dharma on the other side. You can't run away from the dharma. I'll just tell you about it. So I might do actions, I might keep on doing actions, but if I don't do it in a right way, in a systematic way, according to the laws of nature, then I'm not going to be free. Then I will get some kind of sorrow, which is punishment. So this is the coin that we have. Two sides. So now, I would like all of you to think about, again, those who have come later at the back, if you would like to come in front, that'll be very nice. I would like you to think about freedom. Right now, if you have a paper and pen with you, or pencil, because listening and writing down are two different things. With visual, it's very easy. What do you want freedom from, actually, now, at this point in your life? What do you want to be free from? Can you make a note of that, please? In maybe a minute or two, anything comes to your mind? Baba said not having freedom means sorrow, yeah? Sorrow or not being comfortable or fluctuating. So what is it that keeps coming back to me that means I'm not free? What is that coming back to me again and again that makes me feel upset or makes me fluctuate or makes me feel unhappy? Today Baba said unhappy. Unhappy is... What is it that I would like to be free from actually? I have to be very clear of that. I know that I can't blame anything and anybody. I know that already, right? That as a Brahmin, I know that. But right now, what would I like to be free from? What is it that bothers me? Maybe in Madhuban it doesn't, but you know, before you came to Madhuban, that keeps coming to me, that I'm not clear about. Have you written down one or two points? Can I see hands who have written down or thought about it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 10. Pardon? Usually we think about freedom as physical freedom. You know, I'm not allowed to do this, I'm not allowed to go there and all that. Now that, we have to find a way how to deal with that. That's a bit deeper, complicated maybe. But first of all, the things that I have, like I said, mind, body, relationships, all the things. Where do I want freedom in those? What is it in all those things? Whether it's time, wealth, whether it's my relationships, whether it's my body, mind, whatever. So I'd like to ask you, can you give me one point, brother? Yeah, so... Do you want to be completely free from relationships, or what kind of freedom do you want in relationships? He He said relationships. We all want relationships, right? Now, if we don't want relationships, then we have to be a sannyasi. Then we have to go and live in the jungle, which is, even now, not many sannyasis live in the jungle. I'm sorry, but there are not many jungles around where sannyasis live. So, and Baba has told us that we have to be in society. We have to live with the society. Society, there's interactions. Today Baba said interactions for namesake. Yeah, so you're dependent on what in relationships? So you're expecting some nice response from others. You have this expectation? Good feedback. So whatever I'm doing, I'd like people to sort of acknowledge, maybe in a smile, or say, yeah, you're doing nice, you're doing good. You know, in many countries, in schools, right from childhood, I find the children are praised a lot. Oh, you're so good, you're so great, you're wonderful. I mean, the teacher just showers and showers praise on the children. Now, sometimes people say it's very healthy that the child should receive praise. But sometimes people feel it's not very healthy because we're just making the child feel so, you know, bloated and elevated that when he or she grows up, they think they're the best. That can also lead to arrogance. So, again, like you said, I want a good feedback from others. I'd like, in a way, maybe you're saying that I would like people to be pleased about what I'm doing. Yes? Yeah. I'd like others to have a good image of mine. Because I think I'm a Brahmin. I think I'm doing good stuff. I think I'm doing God's work. And I wish they would understand, or they would at least give me some hint of that. Now, sorry, but most people won't. Especially if I'm doing something so different from them. They may not, at least in the beginning. It might take time. It takes time. And one is to have good wishes. Baba says, Ashubhavna, that I have good feelings about others, and I have a good feeling that they can have too. But I have to see the subtle line between having good wishes or having desires. It's very subtle. If I have even a desire that I wish they would do something, then I'm going to be sad, right? But if I just have pure feelings, I'm doing the right thing, I'm following what Baba is saying, and they will have it. They will definitely feel it. Some people will not tell you on your face. They will not acknowledge what you're doing is good. They will not, because they have their own ego. So their only weapon against you is to hold on to that ego and not praise you. This is the weapon with which they are defending themselves, because they're very vulnerable, actually. Everybody is very vulnerable and sensitive. So even though people like what you're doing, they may not praise you, which doesn't mean that I'm not doing the right thing. So he said that I need to be free from that. That's one kind of freedom. Any other kind of freedom? Can you pinpoint which kind of feelings? So somebody is in the sorrow and I'm away, and maybe you want to do something for them and you feel bad because you can't do it, so you feel sorrow, so you want to be free from that. Right. Incidentally, there was something like this which sort of happened to me a few days ago, and I was thinking about it and talking to some seniors about it, and I have an answer to that, luckily. So I'll tell you about that. Anything else? Yes, so today Baba said waste thought, but can you again pinpoint? There are huge, big dictionary of waste thoughts, big book. I know, but I have to pinpoint because I have to know, I have to deal one at a time, right? Of course, Baba has given us a method today to be free from waste thoughts, but I have to actually know which one is troubling me the most. Comparison. So today Baba said in the Murli, if you remember, that if I look at somebody else and I feel that they have more than me or they are so well off, even in Gyan or other things, Baba says, it means I am not knowledgeful. Why someone is like this is because they haven't been sitting back. Maybe they have used the treasures, the knowledge, everything that Baba has given, used it, accumulated it, and used it to increase it. So they've got the return of that. And I sit down and I compare. How come I'm not like that? How come I don't get that? No, these are very subtle things that Brahmins have. It comes to us. It'll come, if you're a very new Brahmin, it might come to you after a few years. So, I compare. Now, maybe the thing behind comparing is I want to be like them. Yeah? That means I have the potential to be like them actually. In a way, it's good. If I'm just comparing in a positive way and I say, wow, they're doing like this and they're like that and I'd like to be like that. So it means you're developing the potential you have inside you. But if I'm comparing and feeling bad, then Baba says it's my own laziness. I'm just sitting back, not doing anything and wondering, how come this one has so much? Well, he's been working at it. He or she has been working. He or she has been using it. And sort of experimenting with all the things that Baba has given, and maybe I've been just listening and listening. Like today Baba said, you listen to the Murli and wow, nice, happy power, and next minute nothing. So we have to be like the ants, you know, who gather, 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 collect, 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 and store, store, store for winter. You know the story, right, about the ant and the grasshopper, right? Lisa, you know that story, right? We all maybe know, ant and grasshopper. Somebody who plays all the time because it's nice weather, so I'm just having a great time because it's nice weather. Who wants to sit in a classroom and in the cold weather and listen to a class? I might as well be out. So, but the ant, A-N-T, knows that it has to store. It has to accumulate for future time, a winter. And so when winter comes, the ant is free. Free from what? Free from? Ant is free from what? From hunger? Free from hunger and labor. Free from labor. Free from worry. Because it has already worked enough and it can lay back, sit back and enjoy the fruits. So, comparing, you said, so this is my time to work and earn. But if I have a goal, why I'm doing this, if I'm very clear about my goal, then it won't feel heavy. But if I just feel, oh, I have to just work, I have to keep on doing, everybody's having a great time out there, you know, watching movies, playing football, and here I am, you know, just looking at reading my Murli. So, why am I doing it? I don't have to do it because it's a discipline, because Baba told me, I have to understand why am I doing it. There is no compulsion in Raj Yoga. It's not Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga we say, but it's called in Hindi Hatha Yoga. Hat is a lot of force, a compulsion, or could be determination. Anything that I do, anytime, if I do it out of compulsion, if I do it because I wonder what people will think about me, so I better do it, who am I fooling? Baba said today, cheating. We're cheating. And then we say, we're not committing any sin. We're Brahmins. We don't commit sins. But when I am taking up a Shudra sanskar, you know Shudra. Why in India there's a caste system? Brahmin, then Kshatriya, warrior, Vaishya, the merchant, and the Shudra, which is the untouchable, it still exists in many places in India, though it has been abolished. Shudra. only dealing with body, leather. Things to do with leather, body, or with rubbish, collecting all the bad things, dirty things. So, if I am going to do that, if I am going to do things just because I have to do, or I'm so worried about what people think about me, I'm very body conscious. At that moment, I'm a Shudra. Body. So I'm not, I'm again, Baba said, you've stolen something, you've taken something. You're actually a Brahmin. You're a Brahmin. And what is a Brahmin supposed to do as a Brahmin? I do that. So even if I compare, let me do it in a healthy way. Not to bring myself down. So, different kinds of freedoms. We have to be very clear what we want to be free from. Because we all have our own places where we live and where we work and where we deal with people. It can't be the same. It's different. Baba's Murli is very big. We have to pick up points for ourselves. Everybody picks up different points. So now the word freedom, you said liberty. Baba always also uses the word sometimes Swarajya. He didn't use it today, which is, he says that Mahatma Gandhi said, self-rule. Swarajya, self-rule means I have complete power over myself and nobody else is ruling me. That's called Swarajya. That's called independence, you can say maybe. Freedom from something, independence. So, Baba says self-sovereignty. It's a very heavy word, self-sovereignty. But Swarajya is what? Who's ruling me? Who's really ruling me right now? My mind? My old mind or my new mind? The problem is that we have both. Sometimes one works and sometimes the other works. But at the conference age, the good mind, I mean the divine mind, has to work more. In corporate age, it'll be probably half-half. So right now, what is working more in my life? Is it 50-50? Is it 60-40? Is it 80-20? Or is it 90-10? What is it? Anybody is 90-10? 90% the good divine mind is working, or the other one is working? Anybody 90-10 here? Okay, good. So you can go to him for some more tips. Now, so one is Swarajya means nobody is ruling me. I have my own rule. And then there is independence, Swatantra, means again, no one's compulsion, no one's force over me. Nobody has bound me. That's another word. And when somebody else binds me, even if I think what they will think of me, I'm bound by them. So I'm under their, not just influence, I'm completely under them. I'm controlled by them. They don't want to control me, but I am allowing myself to be controlled by them. It's a habit. We're not used to being free. We say we want freedom, but the ironical part is that we don't want to be free. I have to ask myself, do I really want to be free? Do I really want to be free? How many of us really want to be free, and how many of us want to be controlled by other people's thoughts or their samskars or their feelings for me? How many of you want to be free? If I tell myself I want to be free, I am giving directions to my mind. Hey mind, I want to be free. So please don't interfere. But I give double directions to my mind, so it doesn't know what to do. On one hand I tell it, you know what, I want to be free because I'm a Brahmin and I'm going to be a deity. And then I say, I wonder what that person is thinking about me. Mind doesn't know what to do. So I have to be a bit stronger, you know, sort of take care of the mind too, not think that the mind will take care of me. Baba said, conquer the mind, conquer the world. Conquer is again a little bit negative, right? Means make it friend. You know, like a child. So, Now, so what do I want to be free from, or what do I want to be liberated from? Today the word was independent from, but in English it said liberated. But just independent, very simple. Now let's look at another aspect. Before coming to Madhuban, this whole year, we've gone through a lot of things, right? 2013, we went through a lot. Many kind of negative things also came up. Many obstacles came up in our life, maybe, yes. Okay, that's before. Right now I'm sitting in Madhuban. Who has been here for 2 days or more? A bit higher up hand, can I see your hands up? Quite a few have been here for more than 2 days. And even those who came yesterday or today. Now, the challenge is, while I'm in Madhuban, did I have any negative thought? Did I have any negative feelings coming up? Did I? Let's be honest. Those who came 2 days ago, I won't ask you what it was, so it's okay. Those who came here 2 days ago and put up their hand, did you have any kind of negative thoughts while you were here? Or did you have any kind of negative feelings for anybody? 1, 2, 3, yeah, 6, 7, yeah, okay. Now, this is serious business, right? When I'm out of Madhuban, I'll say, oh, you know what, I have work to do, I have my responsibilities, I have relatives, I have friends, I have, you know, these things come, these things happen. Okay, now I'm here now. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from outside? Because those people are not here right now. My office co-workers are not there, my school friends are not there, my parents are not here, or whoever, somebody is not here, many people are not here. But I'm getting some negativity. So has it come from them? No, right? Their presence is not here, but I'm carrying them with me. One is that I'm negative about the people who are not here with me. Okay, those who raised your hands, how many of you are getting this negative feeling about people who are not here? Okay, how many of you are getting negative feeling about people who are here? One of the two. Ida, one of the two. Did you understand my question? I know, but if you're getting a negative thought, either it's about myself or it's about people, right? Okay, let me rephrase it. Who's having a negative thought, who's been having or had a negative thought about themselves in Madhuban? Okay, few. And who's had negative thoughts about other people? 1, 2. Yeah, equal number maybe, yes. Now, what is negativity? If I'm thinking about myself in Madhuban, what would be negativity? If I'm thinking, you know, I have this problem, I need to change it. Baba said that this is not useful, and I'm sitting here, so I don't need it anymore. If I'm thinking like that, is it negative? What is negative? Helene? Can you define what is negative about the self while sitting in Madhuban? If I'm thinking things about the self with no respect for the self. So again, this is again the same word as comparison. On one hand, I want to improve myself. I want to be somewhere, you know, in Baba's eyes. It's a very good aim. We all have a good aim. But how do we get to that aim? We get to that aim sometimes with negativity. That's not what Baba wants. Baba's not saying, hey, you know what, you have to reach that goal, whether you cheat or whether you fall or whether you cry, but you have to reach that goal. He doesn't say that, does he? No. So again, I have to see, what's my aim? My aim is just to reach the goal, or my aim is that every step that I take, I'm earning it every step? Or am I just looking at the goal? What is it? Every step. Because one wrong step, I go back 10 steps. This is the karma of a Brahmin in Sangam Yuga, in confluence age. whether we like it or not, this is how the wheels are turning at conference age. So my every step has to be great, has to be good for myself. Sometimes we're too harsh on ourselves. We want to be so perfect, so good, because we read the Murli every day, we hear the Murli every day. So we maybe lash ourselves. It's probably a very Christian thing, right? To feel bad, to feel guilty. It's a very deep sanskar. So when I say I'm Brahmin, I have to think, am I really a Brahmin? Or I'm still an American and a Christian and a Hindu and a Muslim? What am I actually? Am I still that? How many of us here, how many of you here are still thinking or still have this thought about my culture? Anybody? I'm from this culture. Anybody? No one? One, two, yeah, three. I'm from this religion. I'm from this religious background. Anybody? Because I come from Japan. And the karma is great there. I mean, nobody has taught them, I don't know how, but they have the right philosophy of karma. Bharat is way back because Bharat has become very corrupted, Baba said. But at the same time, my culture, I am this, is so strong. It's so strong that it takes ages and ages to break it. This is our job there. My culture, who am I? I might be living in that country. I will go by some of the norms in that country. But if I keep thinking, I'm French, I'm Russian, I'm American, I keep thinking that, I keep feeding that, and at the same time I'm saying I'm going to change my sanskars. How many times am I feeding, I'm a soul, I'm a beautiful soul, I'm a soul of the highest culture, I'm the soul of the deity culture, I'm of that culture. I'm not saying that to myself. Baba says, remember me, Manmana Bhav. And he says, Madhya Ji Bhav, means the one in the middle, the Vishnu, means where we're going to go, perfect. So how much I think about that? I think about heaven, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, I'm going to be free from sorrow, I'm going to be free from attachment, great. But who am I going to be there? What am I going to be there? That's the culture I came from. That's my original one. And all these others are roles, these different cultures. But sometimes it's very deep. All of us have something or the other. Either it's culture or it's nationality or it's religion or it's something. We all have it in some way. And I know it's not very easy when Baba tells that all of you are from Bharat. Because one birth or two births have been in different countries, right? And even one birth, there are millions of sanskars, trillions. So how much I need to emerge that I'm Bharat. Bharat, what is Bharat? What is Bharat? How am I in Bharat? And that's why it's very good when we come here, we go around and see things. We see the statues, we see the temple, we see how people are praying. Bhakti, Baba says, see how people are praying to you, how they are worshipping. When he says worship worthy, it doesn't really click. What is the meaning of worship worthy? I have to see how people are worshipping me in my stone image. I have to really see it. How they are going mad. How they are ready to die just for that idol or that statue. How they go without water or food for days. It's amazing. I mean, if we could do that for Baba, it would be so great, I think. But Baba says, you don't need to do all that because you're not a bhagat. So we say, okay, fine, I'm not a bhagat, so I'm free. I can do this, I can do that, I can do anything I like. And then we become complacent. Baba is not telling us to be hard on ourselves, but at the same time he says, don't become complacent because this is Maya. Sorry, complacent means not lazy, but it's all right, I can do it, it'll be fine. You know, just take it easy. This is a new phrase, right? In the West, take it easy. But, of course you can take it easy, but with a very elevated mind. Take it easy with an elevated mind, not in a worldly take it easy. So there are a lot of, Baba is making things actually very easy for us, but sometimes we make it hard. Now, I want to come to that. Today Baba said something very nice. You remember he said pure activities? Does anybody remember? He said pure activities. Now, I didn't understand that in English. What would mean pure activities? Then Baba said in Hindi, you know these sannyasis and the sadhus, the people on the path of renunciation, physical renunciation, they are said to be on the nivritti marg. And in English it's said the path of isolation, right? That's how it's translated in the Hindi English Murlis, path of isolation. Means I'm not going to interact with people. I'm not going to do the things that the worldly people are doing. So they leave their work, they leave their home, and they go away somewhere. Now, it's not happening much. They're still back into town and they're living in with everybody. Basically, they're not living with their family. And they are just a guru. And they are just doing their thing. Baba says, we are on the Privritti Marg. Now, Privritti Marg is translated in English as household path. Alright? But today Baba said, you're not on the household path. You're not householders. Trustees. Now, what's the glitch here then? You're not on the household path, but you're a householder. What does that mean? Detached. Well, what do I do first? How am I different from the sannyasis and the sadhus? How am I different? Pardon? So I am still in interacting very much. Privity. Baba said, I'm a soul, even if I don't interact with anybody else, I have to interact with the body. Eyes, nose, mouth, ears. So this is my privity. The lotus flower, it has a whole privity, it has a whole household. It's connected, right? You've seen a lotus flower? It's all connected very deeply. So, today Baba uses these two words. He said, you will get nivritti, freedom from waste. In English it was said, freedom from waste. But he didn't use the word freedom today. He used the word nivritti, means complete isolation, complete moving away from waste thoughts. When you have pure privritti, when your every action that you do is pure, but he used privritti, which means being with everybody, interacting with everybody, means the household. Do you understand? That's the word he used today. So, household doesn't mean having a family and a husband and a wife. Not only that. It means being with people, even in a center. If I'm living in a center, I'm in that household path. I'm not on the path of the sannyasis. Because I have to deal with everybody. So, I will get this freedom, this complete isolation, moving away, complete separation from the waste thoughts when I have pure activities. When I'm interacting with everybody, but I'm doing it in a pure way. And when he said the word pure again, he used different words in Hindi. He used the word, not just pure thoughts, but shubh sankalp, he said, shubh. Shubh is very auspicious. It's like when you get a special time for doing a certain program, you say, oh, this is an auspicious time. So you say shubh. So he meant, what kind of thoughts are you having? Not just good. Pure means something that will bring great benefit. It will be the right thing at the right time. Shubh. And then he said, shudh. Deeds. It was translated as pure action. Shudh means no adulteration, nothing mixed, as it is original. So, Baba is completely pure, right? So he uses these kind of words. And we sort of weigh it with the worldly kind of, you know, words that we know. So if I really want to be completely away from all this waste, this is what I will need to do. I will need to be with everybody. I will need to be in interactions and relationships. Privritti Marg, on the path of Privritti, but I'll be a trustee. Means, okay, I've got all this. I will make the best of what I have. this has been given to me, but I'll make the best of it. Have you ever been entrusted something? You know trustee, right? Trustee means when something is entrusted to you. I don't know if you can translate that. Has anybody ever entrusted something to you? Yes? Pardon? Not trusting, entrusting. Entrusting means, like suppose I go on a journey. In the old days there were no banks. So when I was going on a journey and I wanted to have, I had money or something, I would say, you know, I entrust this money with you, and when I come back after a year, I'll take it back from you. So at that time, I was the trustee. Because this money had been entrusted to me, means given to me in trust, to be to taken care of. Do you understand? Now, in the old days it was said that if something had been entrusted to you, and you, even if you had a slight thought that I'd like to take something from it, it means you had committed a big sin. It was like you had broken the trust. Because in the old days there were stories about people who would say, no, it's my money, it's, you know, you didn't give it to me, and then how they would have law cases, and you know, it's solved very, very intelligently. So now I'm a trustee. Trustee means I've been given something to take care of. Whether it's my work, whether it's my children, whether it's my school, or whether it's a center, I've been given this. It belongs to him, the rich merchant. And he's told me, here it is, you take care of this, and then I'll come back and I'll see, I'll just take it from you then. So what do? He gives it to me for years and years, for thousands of years, so I forget that is his. I think it's mine. I think it's mine. So I think I can use it in any way I want. And then when he says, hey, give it back to me, I say, no, I don't think it's yours, it's mine. And so Baba said today, on one side we sing in bhakti. In bhakti, when we are doing like this, we are praying, we say, everything is yours, his mind is yours, body is yours. We keep singing. We keep singing songs. And that's why it's very important that you look at all these things when you come to India, really. It's amazing. So Baba says, you keep singing. Even Brahmins somehow just out of love tell Baba, oh Baba, everything is yours. But then you know what? Excuse me Baba, but you know, it's also mine. Hand in the pocket, you know. So decide, what do you want to do? Do you want him to take care of your things? Or do you think you can take care of your things better? Which one is it? Who can take good care? Baba says at the end, somebody's will be turned to dust. Somebody's will be taken away from by the government. Something will burn. That's it. So if I think I can take care of it, who am I fooling? Because it's not going to remain. So when Baba says, I have given it to you to use, means use it and double it. Make it even double and triple, multi-million fold, he said today. Then there is happiness. But if I just have it, I get so used to, like if every day you get good food, you're so used to eating the good food that after a while you don't care. But if you just got something small and then you got something big, then you really know the value of that. So we get so much from Baba that we get so used to it. But I have to learn how to increase it. And he's not telling me to increase the money. We're very used to increasing our money, right? How can we get more interest? How can we increase the business? We're very good at it. And then we tell our children, you're a real good child because you've increased my business. What are we doing with Baba's business? So, while I'm living in this world, I have to perform actions, karma. But sometimes, like sister just said, sometimes we are not clear at what to do. There's a situation and I'm not sure if I should go this way or that way. Sometimes Srimad is maybe black and white, not black and white, is grey. So that's why in Bharat, the word that is used is dharma, dharm. Dharm is translated into English as religion. But it's not this religion. All along we've heard the word dharma as religion. Day before yesterday, or yesterday, Baba said a Sanskrit shloka in the Gita. He said, give away or renounce all your dharmas and remember me alone. I don't know how it was translated in English, but he said it that way. Just giving it away, I just renounce it, all my dharmas, bodily dharmas. And we say bodily religion, so we think it means maybe the religion that I'm born into. But what is dharma? It's a set of rules laid down very deep. It's something that is inbuilt in everybody. For example, if you look at nature, what is the sun's dharma? Pardon? Gives light, gives the power, so much heat, right? And it helps the whole world. It's the dharma of the sun. What's the dharma of rivers? What's the dharma of the rivers? To flow, to provide water, to keep flowing. If they stop, then they're stagnant. You can't drink that water. In nature, everything has a dharma and what they are meant to do and supposed to be. And they follow it completely. Insects do their own things, animals do their own things. Everybody follows their dharma. If nature didn't follow his dharma, we would be in a lot of trouble actually. So what has happened is, the human souls have forgotten their dharma. And in English it's translated as irreligious. I have become irreligious, and it says the one who is irreligious goes to the depths of hell. And it is also said, no matter what, even if you die, don't give up your dharma. Now, sometimes we are in a moral dilemma. You know the word moral dilemma? I don't know exactly what to do. Not I don't know whether to buy blue or yellow, but I have a certain situation. Morally, I don't know what to do. And in Hindi, it said dharam sankat, means I'm in a midst of, my dharma is endangered. I don't know what to do. My dharma is endangered. As a son, I'm supposed to do this. As a mother, I'm supposed to do this. But now the situation is like that. I don't know what to do. I have to follow the right dharma at that time. Otherwise, I'll get the repercussions. So, I wanted to relate an incident like she was talking about. It happened to me also a few years ago. We all have families, whether we have it at the center or at home or otherwise. We all have families. And Baba tells us to remain detached, but he also tells us to be loving. And sometimes we don't know the balance. Also, Baba has mentioned, and I think Dadi Janki has mentioned many times, that as far as parents are concerned, that is our greatest charity, greatest act of charity, to take care of them. Now, a certain situation is your parent or somebody is not well. Something's happened to them. And you have to go and do some Baba's service or some seva. You've been appointed to do something. Thought might come, oh no, how am I going to do this? Some might think, I don't care, so what if that is their karma? If my mother or father is suffering, it's their karma. We can become very cold sometimes, you know. It's their karma, so they'll take care of themselves. I'm going to go and do Baba service. I don't care. This is not a good attitude. On the other side, we might say, oh no, no, I can't do Baba's work because I have to take care of them. That's another side. That's also a bit imbalanced. What should I do then? What should I think? We have doubts. And that the doubts, Baba said, waste thoughts. Waste thoughts come in many forms. It's doubting. It's doubting the drama. It's like not feeling sure of myself, whether I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing. So, we start feeling guilty. This is our old sanskar which makes us feel guilty for everything. Either ego or guilty. Very easy. And we keep on wallowing in that guilt. We wallow. It doesn't help the people I want to take care of. It doesn't help Baba's service. Nothing. I'm completely at a standstill, like Baba said today. Does your stage come to a standstill? So what can we do at that time? There are many stories in the scriptures about such situations when a person didn't know morally what to do. I think if you can get some of them, it will be great to read those. So, now this is a situation. What do I do? I have to think that I have to have firm faith in drama. Like Baba said, drama is beneficial. Everything that's happening is happening for a reason. It will be good. Even if I put a slight negative thought in my mind, that positive thought will lose its strength. Even if it's slightly negative. So I have to take full care that if I am leaving the situation to drama and I am going ahead with Baba's work, even though this situation has come up, because I need to do Baba's work, is important, I must entrust it to Baba. I must say, Baba, I'm doing your work because you have told me to do this. Now you better take care of these people, whoever it is, my family or whatever. You take care. And you will take care, I know. And when I'm doing this service of Baba's, what's happening is that I'm going to maybe help so many people. Not one, maybe 10 or maybe 100 or 1,000. And here I'm going to help one person. And when I'm sitting there at home helping this person, I've been thinking, oh, I have to be here, I have to look after her, and I wish I were there doing this thing, that thing. I might be thinking that. So even though I'm helping them, physically, mentally, I'm not helping them. I'm not even happy. I just forced myself to be there. So that time, I have to know what my dharma is. As a soul, my dharma is, of course, to have good wishes and pure feelings and give power. This is the dharma of the soul. And then, the dharma next, as a Brahmin. I'm not just the soul. I'm actually a Brahmin soul. Brahmin soul means Brahmin, the ways I do things. Then, when I'm completely clear and I have faith, and I balance both sides and see which is actually spiritually more rewarding, karma. And my dharma is actually to be very positive and very centered and only having good feelings. This is my dharma. But I forget that and I think, oh, my dharma is I have to take care of my mother or my father. I just look at that. I forget my main dharma. So this is the balance that we really need. We have to do actions, Baba said, as a karma yogi. But again, the balance. And then I'm really free. If I'm in a tussle, if I'm, you know, being pulled both sides, I'm not really free. I'm not getting much helping Laukik and I'm not getting much helping Alaukik. I'm just in feet in two boats, you know, like leg, how do you say, in two boats. So it's nice to think of what I would like to be free from, even small things, and find easy ways to do that. You know, the goal will come, automatically it will come. You know, I keep on passing every step, it will come. There's no problem. So I think the most way thoughts come maybe about the self, but they also come with dilemmas. Because we want to do everything right. We don't want to make any mistake. But the mistake is not in the action. The mistake is first in the thought. The mistake is first in the feeling. The mistake is in the faith, whether I have faith or not. The action comes later. How I express myself, how I behave in a certain situation. If I am fully sure of what I'm doing is correct and I speak with that dignity and I speak with that power with people, they will understand. But if I'm already negative, slightly, others will catch it. Because Brahmins are very powerful actually. Our every thought, our negative thought is very powerful, and our positive thought is also very powerful, equally powerful. So if I'm having a very good positive thought, I have to be very careful not to mix even a little bit of negativity in it. Not even a little. Then Baba says the nectar, Amrit, is one poison in it. So we are all doing fine now. And every day Baba is giving us so much that we can use and experiment actually. All these tests come so that we can experiment. Otherwise we just know the Gyan and we say, yeah, I know the Gyan. I know in this situation I have to do this, I have to do this. But if the situation doesn't come, I don't know whether I can use it or not. I might have read a whole book on how to drive a car and the engine, but when something goes wrong in the engine and I can't fix it. So Baba is making us ready. So we have to tell ourselves, okay, you're fine, you're doing fine. You're doing fine because you're in the hands of God. Okay? So everybody's happy? Happy. Yes. Baba says face. We're too serious sometimes, right? We like, our smile is like worth $1,000,000, so we don't want to give it away. We can smile more often, right? It's okay to smile. The deities smile. They don't show their teeth, but they smile. All the deities' pictures, all the deities' statues, they're always smiling. And the smile is not just sweet, it's so full of love and it's so full of power. So please visit all these beautiful places, temples, when you're here in India, and see all this. See your own form. See how much people love you. See how much people are devoted to you because of what we are doing now with Baba at this point.
Satyug mein ab tum
We can have a 5 minutes meditation with commentary and some soft music so that you can recollect your thoughts before you leave the room. Can we have some soft music, please? Om Shanti. I'm aware that I am a great soul. I have been born to perform great actions. Is my destiny. I am only pulled by that which is pure, original, and unadulterated. Because I am the knower of the three aspects of time. Before taking any step, I think calmly. I remain in my dignity. I am a child of the one who is the greatest. The one who remains free from everything in this world. Nothing can affect him. He is making me like him. I am an elevated soul. My thoughts, words, and actions always make others feel great about themselves. I interact with others so as to be able to bring out their greatness. And give them the feeling of belonging to the Father. All souls of this world are waiting for me. They're waiting for perfect souls. Come and help them And Baba has told me that I can definitely do it. He's my companion. And I belong only to him. The most beautiful one. I remember him and I see everyone as my family. This is freedom, true freedom. Om Shanti. Thank you.